when the first rays of sun, you know, come over the horizon, you kind of want to be ready to go. And the whole idea behind this book is that everyone has a backyard homestead, you know, right outside their back door. Even if you live in the heart of Cincinnati, there's just tons of things you can do to become a little more self-sufficient. You don't need a lot of land. You don't need a lot of tools. You don't need a lot of time and skills. You just kind of need to have that little tickle in the back of your brain that says, I want to get out there and do something. The Backyard Homestead Book of Building Projects gives you that little kick to get going.
Yeah, you're releasing your book, The Backyard Homestead Book of Building Projects, which has some really unusual ideas. And some of them look simple enough for just about anyone, even me.
Well, I don't know how far we should go with that. But no, the idea is, you know, even if you live in a big city or the suburbs, there's just tons of things. You know, if you live in an apartment, there's little spice planters and projects for storing tools and dehydrators you can set up on your kitchen counter. And if you live on a suburban lot, there's, you know, raised bed gardens and compost bins and greenhouses and fire pits. And it's not only, you know, the functional growing vegetable stuff. It's, you know, there's some rustic furniture in there. There's some arbors. There's a lot of different storage things just to make outdoor living fun and easier.
Some of the things people can learn how to build include not only what you mentioned, but animal shelters and feeding stations, concrete planters, and my favorite was the flower pot smoker.
Yeah, you gotta love the flower pot smoker. I mean, most people, when they think about smoking meat, they're picturing some large building and, you know, hauling in firewood. And the flower pot smoker, you make it out of, believe it or not, a flower pot and an electric hot plate. And platform that you can make or buy off Amazon. And you can't do a lot of food, but you can do a nice dinner for some friends. And it's a great conversation piece when they come over and they see your flower pot smoker and you're creating a great meal.
They look cool. So, and you're really trying to spread the word about self-sufficiency. Tell me about that. Why is that so important?
Well, I mean, it just works on so many cylinders. First of all, you know, you can get to be outside, you get to do some healthy stuff. If you're growing your own food or some of it, you know, you get to know where it's coming from. It's a great family activity. Kids just love to go out there and get, you know, dirt under their fingernails. You know, you can put a little cash in your pocket. It just works on all cylinders. It's just a great thing to do. And really the point of the book is that anyone can do it, no matter how much land you have or how many skills and tools you have.
And you include all the blueprints for these projects.
Yeah, we really take pride in offering complete information. The voice, which is mine, is, you know, kind of like your, you know, friendly, like your favorite uncle sitting down on the porch with you explaining how to do something. There's complete materials lists. There's illustrations. There's some great photographs of the project. We really pride ourselves on delivering all the information you need to do a project, large or small.
You can find out how to get more information about the Backyard Homestead Book of Building Projects on our website at wnku.org. Spike Carlson, thank you.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure, Matt.